Okay. Can you say your name?
Tristan.
Okay. How old are you, Tristan?
10.
10? Did you just have a birthday?
Yes.
How many days ago was your birthday?
A week ago.
Yeah. Okay. Who am I to you?
My friend, Mom.
I'm just your third mom? And nothing else? Okay. I was hoping that you'd say we were friends. But what makes me such a good mom and a good friend to you?
You don't lie.
I don't lie? Anything else?
You're a good person.
Okay. I like that. Do you have a favorite memory of me?
And you take, you got a new truck and you surprised me.
When I got a new truck, which truck? This truck or the blue one?
The blue one.
The blue one, so the old one.
Or the, I'm surprised, like when you, got some shoes, you surprised me.
For you, I got you shoes?
No, you.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, I don't know if I've done that yet.
Yeah.
Okay, which shoes were they? I don't even remember that.
I think I forgot
about
shoes.
That's how special of a memory it was. Got it. Do you think we'll ever lose touch in the future or no?
No.
Never ever? Like, what if we die? Are we going to stay in touch after we die?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's what I wanted. How would you describe me to somebody else? If they asked about me, how would you describe them?
Joyful, blessing.
Wow, these are such high words.
Thoughtful.
I like this. This is a real confidence booster, Tristan.
Not mad.
What?
Not mad.
Not mad? I don't think I've ever gotten mad at you. Nothing else? Okay, that's good. I like those words. How would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself happy, loud.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Wait, you're loud and you're quiet? You're quiet right now. Anything else? You know what? That's it? That's all you describe yourself as?
Thoughtful.
Yeah, I'd say thoughtful. I'd say you're fun. You'd say you're fun? Friendly? Yeah, I say those are good words. I know you do, but do you have a nickname that's your favorite? Or like a few that are your favorite?
I wish my middle name was Pikachu.
You wish your middle name was Pikachu. Okay. Why?
Because I really like Pikachu.
Okay, that's a good answer. What about a nickname, though? Not a middle name. Like, are there nicknames people call you?
Like, my family members always call me Tris.
Tris? I've never heard that. What about T? T-Money?
T-Man.
T-Man? Okay. Who calls you that?
My dad calls me T-Man.
Oh, okay. That's why I've never heard it. What's the earliest memory you can remember? Like, your first memory that's in your head.
Like, I remember in kindergarten, I got a yellow.
Why'd you get a yellow in kindergarten?
Because I didn't, did this work before the end of the day.
Well, what'd you do to get the yellow?
I didn't draw a picture. I had to, like, do adding. I had to draw, like, how many cones, like.
Why didn't you do it?
I was, like, bored.
That's your first memory, you remember? That's an interesting memory. Definitely one that sticks, I guess. Yellow. What was the saddest moment in your life?
When Nani passed away.
When was that? That was...
December.
Was that last year? Year before?
I'm not very sure. But I know I think it was in December. Something.
It was in December. It was December 2nd. What was the happiest memory in your life?
Like, when I got out of school early in, like, half days.
Yeah. But, like, is there one specific or just a collective memory?
My happiest memory is, like, I stayed on green the whole 12 months.
The whole 12 months? You're not even in school for 12 months.
I mean...
How many? September? October? November? December? January? February? March? April? May? June?
No.
10?
And we end school...
I don't know how many months that
is. September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, June.
May. So 10. Okay. 10. So you stayed on green for all 10 months. What grade?
Third.
And you're in?
Miss Martin.
Fourth now?
Yeah.
So that was last year. You were green all year last year? Yet you got a yellow in kindergarten.
Yes.
What are you now? Do you have all greens?
Mm-hmm. I was green all for September.
Okay. What does your future hold?
My future holds... A magic book.
What's the magic book have in it?
Make a spell that makes everybody who was in the past come back to the future.
Whoa, that's really powerful. That, like, you could do some serious damage with that book. Is that all it does, or does it do more?
Yeah, it does, like, secret stuff when you ask it to.
Okay.
And if like when your teacher walks around, it camouflages us for your teacher doesn't see it.
Are you gonna make this book, or is, like, it's just gonna come to you? Like, you're just.
I would come to me, invisible.
Oh, okay. Like, you're the chosen one.
Yeah.
Like, you're like Harry Potter or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you say you're somebody else, not Harry Potter?
Like, my imaginary friend, Magic Mickey.
Magic what?
Magic Mickey.
Oh, Magic Mickey. I thought you said Magic Beaky, and I didn't know what that was. Magic Mickey?
Yeah.
Does he have the book right now?
Yeah, he has the book right now. When I get older, he will give it to me.
Oh, okay. How old do you have to be, though? Because that's, like, a really cool book.
Like, it's, like, I have to be, like, if I can be capable when I'm, like, 11 or 14, I can get...
That's a really big age gap. Are you going to be capable at 11, though?
I think I will.
Okay. So that's next year. You're going to have a lot of power at 11 years old. Who would you bring back? Who would be the first person you'd bring back?
I would bring back...
This is in all of history.
Oh, bring Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Nani...
That's it? Mm. Not, like, a rock guy?
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring caveman back.
I meant, like, a musician or something. Like, what about Elvis or somebody?
I might.
Like, it could be any musician. Now we're... Okay, we're going to choose now a musician. So you have... You got the presidents covered. Mm-hmm. You got your nani covered. You got... You need a superhero.
Spider-Man.
Okay. Like the original Spider-Man? Okay, bring him back. Now, do you like sports?
Kinda.
Do you know anybody that you'd bring back from the dead that's a sports person?
I'm not for sure.
Okay. Any... Like, TV show person that died?
I'm not for sure.
Okay.
But I know a movie.
Okay, a movie, yeah.
Like, in The Mummy, what was his name? I want to bring him back.
The Mummy?
Not The Mummy. But it has three parts to it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is this like a live person movie or like a cartoon movie?
It's a live movie. It has a laugh. It's PG-13, but me, Brendan, Madison, and Emmy watch it when we go to Uncle Brian's.
I don't know what movie that is.
I'll show you when we're done.
Okay. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I always want to be an artist.
An artist?
And have my own, own studio.
What kind of art do you want?
Like, sketches, like, crafts.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you choose art?
Because I'm really into art.
Oh, because you're really into art? There's a lot of art people in your family, too, aren't there? Do you see? There's, like, a ton of art around you right now. Who has been the most important person in your life so far?
My mom, my dad...
One person. You get one person. Out of everybody in your life, you have to only choose one.
I think my mom.
Your mom? Why?
Because she's brave.
She's brave? That's a good quality to have. Yeah? Who's your favorite sibling? Taylor? Why'd you choose Taylor? Is it just because she's sitting there? No, why'd you choose Taylor?
Because she write my large card.
Your birthday card?
Mm-hmm. P.S. I'm your favorite sibling.
So because you're her favorite, she has to be your favorite. It's not because she's mom number two. Okay. You got a rationale for it. I'll take it. How is your relationship with your mom? I know you said that she's brave and she's the most important person in your life, but, like, how's your relationship with her?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We didn't just say amazing. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't yell at me.
Okay. Ever?
Only she yelled at me one time.
One time. Why'd she yell at you one time?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? But it seems like it was a big thing because she's only yelled at you once. Mm-hmm. Did she yell at everybody else, though? Or no?
She yelled at Emmy, like, this is, like, her, this is her 31 time yelling at me. Like, if she doesn't finish her homework, she has to finish in the car. And Mom says, why didn't you finish your homework the night before?
But you always finish your homework? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. How is your relationship with your dad?
Awful.
So we went from pretty good to awful. Not just, like, awful, but, like, awful. Why is it awful?
Because he makes us do chores that, like, we don't want to do. We just want to relax.
Yeah, what kind of chores do you do over there?
Laundry, dishes, clean the house.
The whole house, not just your room?
The whole entire house.
Even his room?
We don't clean his room. He doesn't ever clean his own house. He doesn't.
No, that's why he has you, so you can clean it.
Me, Madison, Brennan, and Emmy have to do all of what he didn't do. We have to clean it. Like, if he lives, like every time, like, he blames on us that we messed up everything. What we did, he messed up everything.
So does he, like, mess up everything the week that you guys are gone? And then blame... Mm-hmm. Bam. That's annoying. Then he has you guys make dinner every night, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that all over Facebook. If you had to describe a perfect day, how would you describe that? Like, your perfect day.
Beautiful. Joyful.
No, like, what would you be doing?
Like, I will be in soccer with my friend Adrian.
Oh, you like soccer?
Mm-hmm. Or playing baseball with him.
Baseball? You like all the sports? You like basketball?
I'm not good at basketball.
Oh, okay. What about football?
No.
No? Just baseball and soccer? Mm-hmm. But not lacrosse or anything? No?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you play, like, that outside at recess? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
But we always play outdoors, like, when we go outside, when we go outside, we play. And then it's like next time we play it too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that's your perfect day, just playing soccer?
Yeah, and baseball. Nothing
else. And baseball. That's it. Like, if you could just play that all day, that'd be your perfect day.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty good day. I'd be up for that one. This is a good one. We've been talking for 18 minutes. You see? It's right there. That one. So, if now it's 19 minutes, how many minutes till 30 minutes?
10?
Oh, I know you did not just count on your fingers. And no, it's 11.
I didn't do it.
Is there a secret you've been keeping from me?
Yes.
What's the secret?
I'm not going to tell
you. You have to tell me.
No.
What if this is our last conversation ever? Then would you tell me?
Yes.
Okay, so let's pretend this is our last conversation ever. And now you have to tell me the secret.
Okay, it's a very embarrassing one.
Okay.
Okay. I got banned here and here. And I got here, I was not ready in second grade because I was not ready for the photo.
Oh, you had a photo that day?
Yeah, like in second grade.
What'd you get bit by?
A dog.
Oh, really? I didn't even know I got bit by a dog. Ouch. Yeah. So now you have a bad photo someplace in the world?
Yeah.
That's a secret you've been keeping from me this whole time? Mm-hmm. For, like, 2 years now.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you.
Why not?
Because I was too scared.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to judge. I have lots of bad photos. Taylor has lots of bad photos of me. She so graciously shared them with me this past week. Okay. What's your favorite subject in school?
Science, social studies.
Science or social studies? Why?
Because my parents, one of them loves science and one loves social studies.
I thought it'd be art. Not gonna lie to you, I thought you were gonna choose art. Do you like about science, though? Because I love science.
You can do experiments.
That's what I like, too. We're on the same wavelength. That's the best part.
I love the explosions.
The explosions. Didn't you have to make a volcano, or was that not you?
A volcano?
Yeah, have you made a volcano yet? Or was that one of your siblings? I felt like I saw a volcano in this house one day. Not you. Okay. You don't like math or anything?
No, I'm bad at math.
Yeah, I know. You said that 19 plus 10 is 30. Yeah, that's what you said.
No, I said 10.
Yeah, 19 plus 10. You said 19 plus 10 was 30. So you like science and you like, what is your favorite part about social studies?
The USA.
The USA, like the
regions, the country, different.
Oh, okay.
States.
Do you learn about any other countries?
Not yet.
Not yet?
We're beginning there.
Is that like fifth grade stuff?
I think it is.
Oh, okay. What was your favorite art project you got to do?
Sunflowers.
Wait, I totally saw your sunflower, didn't I? Was it like... No, I saw... No, yeah.
Or the... Feathers.
That's the one I was thinking of. That was the bird one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw that one and I really liked it. Is it not hung up in here? Is it hung up someplace?
It's at school. We're still making it. I'm making some seeds.
Oh, the sunflower you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, yeah, I haven't seen that one. But I was talking about, like, the pink bird. Wasn't it a pink bird? Is that the feather one?
Rainbow bird.
It was a rainbow bird? Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I liked that one. That was my favorite that you made. Yeah. What? If you had to pick your favorite sport, you can't choose two, though. So if it's between baseball and soccer, you gotta choose one.
Baseball.
Baseball? Is that your favorite sport to play or to watch?
I like to play and watch.
Okay, so either way, mm-hmm. It's the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't change.
No.
Okay. That's good. What's your favorite animal?
Tiger, cat, panda.
Oh, you switched it up there.
A fox.
A fox, okay.
A bat.
A bat. You have a lot of favorite animals.
A cheetah.
A cheetah. Does this list go on and on and on? It never ends.
Yeah. It keeps going and
going. It keeps going.
Going.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Chili.
Chili? I don't really like chili. But, yeah. Taylor likes chili. Yeah. What are you laughing about?
Always think, I have, like, 2 to, like, 3 helpings.
2 to 3 helpings of chili. Mm-hmm. You can eat all my shares of chili because I will not eat any of them.
I think you were like my mom's.
I don't know. I think I've had it before. I just don't like chili. I'm not a big soup person. And to me, chili is just like a heavy soup, you know? Yeah? You feel that? I also don't like beans.
Me either.
Yeah. Like, your mom made that thing today with the beans? No.
No.
That's hard, though, for me. What's your favorite season of the year?
Winter.
Winter? Why? I like winter, too. So.
Snow.
Snow? You like snow?
Christmas.
Christmas. That's cool. I think my favorite's fall, but I have to agree with you. I really do like the snow.
Yeah.
And I like Christmas. Christmas is fun. What is one wish, if you could make one wish to come true, what would it be?
Get a lot of Roblox.
Get a lot of Roblox. That's your whole, like, you could have anything in the world.
I wish that I had my own, like, room. That I have company, like, each, like, different times. Like, and, like, if I will put a sign, like, one person is in, that's, like, enough.
But like,
I wish I have own, my own studio.
Like, in person? Like, real life? Or in Roblox?
I think I want my studio in real life. But yeah. I like company in Roblox.
You don't want company in real life?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's only fair. I stop company when it's like when a group needs me, like forms a union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll accept it. What's your favorite state? I know you haven't been to too many, but like, you like to learn about them. So, like, what's your favorite state that you've learned about?
I think California.
Why?
Because San Diego and Los Angeles or New York.
Those two states are very different. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. I want to go to New York right now.
Right now? Because. Okay, let's go fly on a plane. I have a private jet waiting out front. Why do you want to go to New York?
Because, okay, we only go, okay, like, with our dad, like, to, like, foreign trips.
Yeah.
I want to go to New York to see the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, that'd be cool. I haven't seen that. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Where do you go with your dad? You go
South Haven, and this summer, hope he doesn't lie. Because he said we were going to South Haven this year, but we're going to Mackinac Bridge. Hope he doesn't lie.
Oh, that'd be fun. Are you going to the island too, or just the bridge?
I'm not for sure. Hope he doesn't lie.
Yeah, I hope not too, because that's really cool. I like going over there. I haven't been to the island in a while, though. We should go.
Yeah.
We gotta, like, get your mom to pay for it, okay? Yeah. She'll pay for it. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is hamburger.
Hamburger?
With cheese.
Wait, did I already ask you that and you said chili? See? Now you change it to a hamburger. How dare you? You just cheated on chili. You are not loyal to chili. I thought you loved chili.
I do, but I like, sometimes I like hamburgers more.
Okay. I mean, I like hamburgers, too. So I definitely take that over the chili answer. so we can be friends again, okay? But the chili was a...
No.
That's a big no-no. Let's say. Okay. Oh, man, I just had a really good question. And I forgot it because you cheated on chili. If you could change one thing in your life right now, what would it be? Something you're not happy with that you want to make better?
Get rid of my dad.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that answer. Would that solve a lot of issues?
I want to always get rid of my dad. If all of us, like all four of us, are like, we want to get rid of him.
Okay.
Yeah. He goes at Madison, Brandon, and Emmy, but not me. I'm the angel over there.
Are you the angel here too?
I'm not really sure.
You're not really sure? Okay. Okay, well, I'd say that was a good interview, don't you think?
Yeah.
High five. Thank you.